Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In April.
The puck kept in by Bufflin. Puck to the near wing. Blues clear. You can bring out the Zamboni. The St. Louis Blues have won game number one against the Jets on the road.
Yes, Blue Notes, it's your destiny. Time to win the Cup of Lawrence Day.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Thursday.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good Thursday morning.
It's not good.
It's not good.
What's not good?
Thursday is not good because it's not Friday.
Close enough.
I love the master. One week in Rome.
Oh, it's like old times, Ken.
It's just like old times. You know,
This is the pre-show show.
I'm pulling it off, Lance. Because that's what we need. Because that's really what...
Calling all Y98 broadcasters.
Otherwise...
Please report to the air studio.
Oh, this is the pre-show show. We kick things off around this time. Courtney can't stop us, guys. Yes, it's true. Kevin, Lance are here for you. This is the pre-show show.
During the show. Yeah.
Wow. What are we going to do, Kev?
We're just going to talk, man. I made the call out there and said, hey, guys, we're rolling in 30. You know what it is? Since the pre-show show has gone away, nobody really knows when the show starts.
I will say I'm not really sure. Even my wife said to me the other day, she says, aren't you late for work? I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, my timer gauge is about 5:37. That's about, you know, we're kind of like on old TBS, Turner Broadcasting Station time.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
Like maybe on the 5, we'll try to get in when we can. But yes, welcome to the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Sans Courtney.
And most of the company.
Right. You know, and here comes one of our members.
Really?
Before Courtney.
Huh. Hey, Tim.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing,
morning,
sir?
Morning, Tim.
Man, you guys are killing it. I didn't even want to come in.
I'm telling you. I don't know. I mean, you know, well, certainly this is roast material.
Oh, exactly. Man, I don't know what happened to Court.
I ran into her out there.
Best part is she's in the building.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not like we're like, where is she? Well, I mean, we are kind of, but we know she's here.
Here comes the Grand Dame herself.
Good morning.
I think the roast starts this morning.
Oh,
doing
good.
Well.
You know,
how's
it
going?
I didn't panic or run in here.
There's no reason to.
Nah, like, we got it.
I've been here for an hour. I'm okay.
Right. That's what I said. It's like we're not really wondering where you are, other than where are you in the building.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to the gym for a little bit.
Yeah. I saw Tim flying by the kitchen. I go, are we on?
Goes,
yeah. I just strolled on in. How's it going?
It's a little early, right?
It is.
Not super early.
Is it?
A few minutes, I think.
A few, maybe.
Well, I felt like when
two.
I went to get coffee, it was 39, and 39 seems early. That would be 5:39.
Started at like 37.
Yeah.
We talk, oh, you did? You've been on the air for a while.
Yes!
What have you been chatting about?
About the fact that nobody else is here.
Well, that's exciting. That's exciting. Glad you had content ready to go.
I got content ready to go. How about those Blues? How about those Cardinals? What a great, just fun sports night. Two fun games to watch. The Cardinals kind of owned it from the beginning, which they have this whole series with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And the Blues last night, I mean, I know they were only down 1-0, but it just felt like...
They played terribly in the first two periods.
And then they just got it together.
Oh, and man, were those Jets fans aggravating Nick.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, they're great fans.
Yeah.
Did you see the crowd outside of the arena?
9,000 people outside.
Outside. This is what they have. Mm. I mean, I had a little bad feeling for them for a second. Because, man, what a bummer. And then the 5 Blues fans, they kept just putting cameras.
I know.
Edmondson's parents, I believe, were in the stands. But it was whiteout night.
There were very few.
It's very communist looking to me.
Really?
Am I crazy?
When they wear the same color?
When they wear especially white.
Oh, really?
I don't know why.
Huh.
It looks like they're all, I don't know.
It's kind of cool. I love a good, like, the whiteout or the blackout or whatever. Yeah, I think, I mean, you see it more maybe like college football or something, or basketball. But
man, they turned it on in the third period. I don't know what happened. I think they were nervous. I think they were stressed.
Yeah. It takes a little bit to settle in.
They did not play like the Blues in the first two periods, like that we've seen in the past 4 months.
Nerves, probably.
Yeah. But then third period, I mean, first two periods, Winnipeg dominated. We couldn't get anything set up, anything going. And then in the third period, I mean, without Bennington, and their goaltender was stellar as well.
He was amazing. How about that save at the very end?
Oh,
I mean, when they pulled their goalie and everything.
I had to turn it on 2.5 men. I was so stressed out. I kept flipping back and forth.
Winning.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right. Winnington.
You know what? And this isn't a shot at anybody.
That's the theme.
You know what that game reminds me of?
What?
This segment. Like, it was a little bit chaotic at first. No one knew what was going on.
It is exactly the same.
Yeah. Then we got focused.
Yeah, and the best part was that game started late. But I don't want to gloss over what Tim talked about with the Cardinals either. Coming into this series, the Dodgers were hitting machines. They could not be stopped hitting. And the Cardinals have beat them 3 in a row.
Pretty great. Going for the sweep this afternoon, I think. It's a day game. But, man, yeah, they looked real good.
It's exciting. It feels good. It feels, you know, I was so worried we're going to come in here today because I was worried about the Blues. I'll be honest. That, you know, what?
We were going to come in here today at some point in time.
Yes. Whenever we've decided to roll on in. And it would be kind of a downer because, you know, playoffs are different. Cardinals baseball just started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The win's great. Don't get me wrong. But a Blues loss would have hurt.
Yeah.
Hurt bad.
Yeah.
But you set a tone. You steal a first one on the road.
Exactly.
I mean, that's they're in a good spot. And this will give them confidence, too. And Bennington looked good.
Yeah, he did.
So we're going to have fun today, people. We got a lot going on. We're going to continue to give away tickets to the Chainsmokers. We'll have it this morning. We also have tickets to Cardinals, the boy band night. We are going to do Who on the Show. We have a couple leftover questions. That'll be about 8:25. A friend of mine wrote something on Facebook I thought we could bring up on the air, and it's about a problem with a drone.
Really?
She wanted to know what's legal when it comes to drones flying over your house. Because it's creepy.
Yeah, because they're looking at making new laws around Busch Stadium and around ballparks and things for drones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you have to buy a ticket. You have to have special.
Right.
Yeah, I'm surprised already we don't see more drones cruising around.
I have not seen. I don't see them ever.
Really?
No, not around my house or anything. This is like in a neighborhood where there's creepers out there, people.
Yeah.
And they're videoing you.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I'll
some creepers, some probably just like drone nerds. You know what I mean?
No, I know that there's drone nerds.
Yeah.
But there are definite
creepers.
Yes. Yeah. So I want to talk about the post she made and what people said, and you guys can weigh in on that. Also today, there's two very funny headlines that are just irony at their best. We'll do People is Dumb today. And of course, foodstuffs. We do that every single day. Let's talk about
the show. Oh, yeah, you already said that. Sorry.
Yep, I did. Get in. Why don't you try to get here on time?
But the point is, Tim, she said it in the kitchen.
All right, so there is a wit. This morning is delightful.
Nice little breeze.
It's a perfect, perfect early morning. But we are going to have a wind advisory that's going to begin at around 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And it's going to be mostly cloudy, very windy. And with the wind and the clouds, that means there's a chance for showers and thunderstorms by late in the day. But we're getting up to 78. So that breeze isn't going to feel too bad. A chance for thunderstorms this evening, then clearing overnight. And then tomorrow, wind still in the forecast. Sunny, cooler tomorrow with a high of 60. Right now?
68.
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, let's...
For the world we're gonna make. Ooh.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Kevin the Intern, Tim Convey, Lance Hildebrand. Hey. Jen will be here in just a few minutes. And she'll have your first schmig at around 6:35. And I'm just going to tell you, apparently Kim Kardashian is studying to be an attorney. Mm. And that's the big headline today everywhere. I don't know if she'll do it. You know, she likes to shun them and unshun them and shun them. So it's just...
Jen does. So you're just getting it in there just in case.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Just letting you know about it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I feel like it's early enough to do this, so I'm just going to do it here.
Uh-oh.
It's a story about men down there.
In Australia.
No, not in Australia.
Right, mate.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
All right. So, researchers in Switzerland looked at various sexual traits in 100 different primate species, including humans.
That's us.
And they found that there's a trade-off. Male primates with beards and lots of hair tend to have less going on down there. That doesn't mean the action's not there. They tend to get lots of action and perceived as more masculine by females, so they attract more mates than those with less hair.
Because
it's manly.
Mm-hmm.
Hair on their head.
Yes. Hair on their head. Great hair. Big beards. That's what
it says. That's Tim Convey. Close enough.
I don't like that implication.
Was rude.
Great hair, great beard.
How is your hair?
Not great.
Oh, let's backtrack.
It's not what it used to be.
I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying you're an attractive man. That's all I'm saying.
That's a weird... The beard thing is weird because is the idea that guys who are growing beards are compensating? Because there's obviously not a biological connection because a beard is a choice.
Here's the thing. I think guys that have really good beards tend to have really good hair because they have that gene to grow the beard properly.
Right.
They have great hair. They have really nice hair. Like Kevin can't grow a beard.
No.
And his hair is... I mean, it's all
right. Right, but it's not great.
I think Kevin's got good hair.
It's fine.
It's still there.
I mean, Kevin's like, I cannot grow a beard and I have terrible hair. You know what I'm saying, ladies?
That's right.
But, I mean,
that seems like a strange...
I'm just telling you what the scientists say, Tim.
Not buying it.
What? Okay.
So, yeah. Is this science spelled S-Y-I... E-N-C-E?
It's not. I told you. Switzerland. Switzerland scientists.
Oh, well, that makes it.
All right, we're going to move on because everybody in here is uncomfortable except for me. Here is Lance with another look at your... Did you just get Timmy drops or something today?
I hate it.
God, I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
Good.
I'm glad Courtney
hit delete. Lance, what's going on?
All right, let's talk about 55. 55 northbound is a little busy moving up toward Peebley, and it's already fairly crowded as you roll through Butler Hill, heading up toward those 270 exits on the northbound side. Even a little bit busy.
Y98, it's Courtney and Kevin and Tim and Lance.
Hey.
Jen will be here in just a little while. Kevin posted a bunch of stuff online. You can see the new trailer for American Horror Story.
Yeah.
And I think that everything is coming up 80s anymore. It's an 80s, I think, season.
And they kind of lost you last season, right?
No, last season was...
Oh, you thought they were back.
Best.
Oh.
Last season was a culmination of a lot of seasons with a lot of characters from several seasons.
Got it.
The Apocalypse one. Oh, so good.
So you're pumped.
I'm excited. you know, they've let me down lots.
Okay.
But I am very excited. So you can see the trailer at Y98.com. Also, did you post that weird, that dentist weird Easter display?
Yes.
That the woman then.
Yes, and the police, because it was happening during a live news shot.
Yeah.
In New Jersey.
There's a reporter doing a news story about this Easter display a dentist has that's attracting a lot of attention. Here's what his Easter display was. I would never go to this guy as a dentist. The Easter display was a bunch of mannequins in lingerie holding Easter baskets with eggs all over the place.
Why?
Yeah. He thought it would be fun.
Why not?
So a woman that lives nearby was not going to have any of it.
Yeah.
So during the live shot, she goes and destroys it.
While they were on the news?
Yeah, while they were on the news.
Yes.
That's awesome.
You know, the woman, she's got her own issues. Don't get me. I mean, did this make you this angry?
Right.
But this guy, what's wrong with him?
Right.
This dentist.
But also back to her, if you're going to do it on TV. Well, I kind of respect that.
I feel like maybe she didn't even know. Do you think she knew?
I don't think so, because it's not like because news now is not like the full news crews anymore.
Yeah,
there's
right.
A bunch of, you know, van, camera, the whole thing. No, it's just a guy there kind of with a cell phone.
Yes.
I wonder why she hates Easter so much.
And there's a lot more you can see at Y98.com. And I don't know if you posted this the other day, Kevin, but CNBC catching a lot of heat over a video they posted. You know, everybody wants to hack for saving money at restaurants. It's a trick that helps you spend less money at restaurants. That's intriguing to me, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like order the special. You're always going to save money. Or, you know, whatever it might be, don't order drinks because the drinks cost $3. Mm-hmm. No, here's how they told people to save money. If you tip 15 or 20% on the subtotal before they add in the tax,
aww,
you can save lots of money. So they're just telling you to be cheap and tip less.
Yeah, that's not the place where you should.
Right.
Does everybody, I tip on the
full amount.
The full amount. Does everybody? Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, I would think that most people do that.
Are we not supposed to do that?
I tip on the full amount, tax included, but I think the yardstick for it is pre-tax. I think that's the...
But that's not right.
I know. I mean,
but because then the amount wouldn't be as great for them. But,
right.
But what is the rule?
Like I said, I think the yardstick rule is that you tip on pre-tax, but I always tip with tax rolled in, mm-hmm. So.
They can save, here's what CNBC told everyone, you could save $400 a year doing this.
Oh, man. And then,
wow, that's not eating out a lot.
No.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that's true.
But my other problem, like tipping, I'm a really good tipper.
Yes.
Because I think if anybody's worked in the, you know, industry and you relied on tips, I was not a good waitress. So I feel for them.
Right.
You have to be pleasant and get people stuff.
Yeah. And we talked about it yesterday. People have to smile too much at work. They drink more than anyone else.
How you doing?
Right.
And then I don't like the...
Taking care of you today.
I'm judgy of wait staff too. I don't want you too perky and I don't want you crabby. I want you right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit in my booth. Don't kneel in front of my table.
Yeah.
I know, it sounds like I'm high maintenance.
The kneeling bothers you?
Yeah, I don't love it. Mm. Maybe because I can't bend down like that because my knees crack.
You're just jealous?
Maybe a little. Maybe a little jealous. But my problem lately is the place where you serve yourself, basically, and there's a tip amount on the screen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The assembly line thing where you're ordering.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere now.
Is it because that's the program that everyone has?
I don't know.
Or do they really think we should tip them?
And even Breadco, that wasn't for a while, and then they did it like subtly. There was a jar, and now it's a part of all your credit card things. And it says like it's not expected, but always appreciated.
I would love to know what our listeners think about that. Like when you're serving yourself, you're doing everything yourself. What do you think of it? And people that work in the industry too.
And a lot of them
are you mad at us?
The options when you do the credit card, a lot of them, they start really high.
Really high.
So like I got a smoothie yesterday and my first option, my lowest option to tip was like $2.25.
For one smoothie.
For just a counter, being at a counter saying, hey, please get me this. And then they hand it over. And that just seemed like a lot to me.
All right. Well, let us know your thoughts on that. 531-9898. You're Ashley Furniture.
Cake by the Ocean on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. And do not forget that this year, 2019, we're celebrating 20 years of Courtney Landrum right here.
That's me.
On Y98. 20 years. It's a long time.
Hello, St. Louis. Yes.
She's not retiring.
Right, yeah. They just took a call asking, well, tell Courtney good luck in her future endeavors. I said, no, we're just celebrating.
And that's all you give me? Good luck in my future endeavors? Know, that's cold. Kind of rude. Cold.
It was from HR.
You can celebrate Courtney's 20 years with us at the Funny Bone May 11th. It is the roast of Courtney Landrum. It is sponsored, very excitingly, by
Fast Eddie's Bon Air. The world famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
That's right. And Michelob Ultra helping.
You know, Eddie always wants to be in on any party.
Yeah.
Is there going to be drinking there? Is there going to be cussing? I'm in.
Sign me up.
There will be all of those things. You can join us. It's Saturday, May 11th at 5 p.m. We are roasting Courtney. So think about those Comedy Central roasts. It's going to be kind of like that. Everybody from the show is going to get up, probably roast each other quite a bit as well. And then we have a few special guests that are going to be joining us. Tickets went on sale just 2 days ago. We have sold a bunch already. This thing is going to sell out, especially by the time we announce the special guests. So if you are interested in going, get tickets now. Y98.com/roast. There's also an after party you can get involved with. All that info, y98.com/roast.
You watched the playoffs last night, Jen? Blues victory?
No, when we went to bed, they were losing 1-0.
Okay, you woke up to good news.
Yes.
2-1, third period. They looked like a different hockey team in the first two periods. They did not look like the Blues of late.
My son was obsessively checking Alexa. Like, when he goes to bed, he's not supposed to talk to Alexa or else I take it out of his room, but like every 5 minutes I get here.
What's the score of the Blues game? Alexa, what's the score of the Blues game?
and Alexa last night said, "Ooh, it's bad news. And to tell you about it, here's so and so," and it was some announcer, and he's like, "Oh, unfortunately, your Blues are losing to the Winnipeg Jets." Like, it knows now if you say,
really?
"What's the score of the Blues game?" that you're a Blues fan.
But if you say Jets, they're like, "Good news. The Jets." That's interesting.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, so
they turned it on. They won. Took a game away from them with their home ice advantage and shut those fans up.
Yes. It's because I took a picture eating the entire Blues cookie cake that the Blues sent over.
They interviewed Tarasenko after the game. That was one of the first
things he said. That's what it is. But unfortunately, our listeners know us so well. Like, we were trying to figure out what to do with this cookie cake, so I looked like I was taking a giant bite out of it. And everyone's like, "Oh no, is that gluten-free?" And then people were like, "Is that a gluten-free cookie
cake?
Can I get it?
I can't find a good gluten-free cookie anywhere." Like,
guys, I was just joking.
It's a picture.
Right.
Well, awesome. I'm so glad the Blues won last night.
Yeah, yeah. You just found out right now?
Yep.
Oh. All right.
It was good.
All right, Schmig, the big story today.
Oh, my gosh. There's two big stories.
Okay. I want to hear what you think they are.
Yeah.
There's Kim Kardashian.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to shun or unshun.
No, it's pretty big, and I'm pretty sure it's the sign of the end of the world.
Yes.
And I have a little bit more about Lori Loughlin. There was this very interesting Vanity Fair article where they talked to some sources, some of her friends, about how she's dealing with this Operation Varsity Blues scandal.
I don't want your life.
And the quotes from this thing are ridiculous. You're going to be highly entertained in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
I look up from the ground to see your sad and teary eyes. You look away from me.
Do the same.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Before we get to the Kim Kardashian story, because I just need a minute. Lori Loughlin, of course. Now, double the fun for her in prison because she didn't take a plea deal and they doubled the charges. But this Vanity Fair article is fascinating. Lori Loughlin's brand is staying strong through crisis. And it talked about how she has a very strong faith that helps her immensely. And she knows her faith will help her get through this.
Well, her faith should have helped her not do this in the first
right.
place.
I feel torn because I have always loved Lori Loughlin since Secret Admirer days.
So has America. I mean, and what's it called? Was she in Rad?
I just remember Secret Admirer with C. Thomas Howell.
Well, they said she, you know, built this brand on being this really wholesome person, and then that's what gave her this huge Hallmark career.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, all these quotes coming back to haunt her. She said, I was always very thoughtful about projects that I chose for myself. I would say to myself, can my father watch this? And if my father couldn't watch it, I didn't do it. And then when I had children, I always thought, I don't want to do anything that one day might rear its ugly head and my children have to pay the price for that.
So I will pay the price for them.
I know. I feel bad for her.
She paid $500,000 to have her daughters go to USC.
I know.
Courtney, if anyone has a black heart about this.
I don't, though, because I know I would be, if I would have had children, I would have been a crazy mother. Like,
yeah, I think
I would have been over the top.
I think you get caught up in it, especially out in Hollywood. They're all doing this crazy, you know, like,
I would have gone to the schools and confronted people. I would have used this radio platform to call out bullies.
It's let me tell you how hard that is not to do.
Oh my gosh, how do you not?
I mean, it's tough.
It's tough.
Can I just say I really appreciate you guys not doing that?
I know. Oh, I thought you meant me not having children.
No, I would love some little Nick's rolling around.
Little Van Landrum?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about Kim Kardashian. Unshun. She's taking the bar exam in 2022. Apparently, she's not going to law school. There's something in California where you can do the Reading the Law program.
Dr. Law?
Well, you study. It's kind of like an internship. You study on your own and you work with a practicing attorney. So she's doing a 4-year apprenticeship in San Francisco. So it's legit.
Well, I think she's probably, I don't know why I'm nice today. I think it's because I'm off tomorrow. But I think she's probably gotten involved because of seeing these criminals that she's helped.
Exactly.
The prison reform.
I think you're right.
And she says it goes all the way back to her dad. She was fascinated with the O.J. Simpson case. And her dad had a secret room. He had this library. And just like you see on TV.
Yeah, with all the law books.
You pushed a wall.
Oh, really?
And you could go into this hidden room. And that's where all the O.J. evidence books were. And she said she would snoop and look through everything. She was nosy about the forensics.
Wow. I'll be back to my mean self on Monday.
Right. Okay. I'm just...
Or maybe in the 8 o'clock hour.
She also talked about Kanye West's bipolar disorder. And I know that Kanye is the butt of many jokes, too. But, I mean, this is really serious. She said that his bipolar disorder is an emotional process for sure. She said, right now, everything is really calm. But we can definitely feel episodes coming, and we know how to handle them. She said medication isn't really an option because because it changes who she is. Man, that is a woman who loves him. Because you've seen some of these episodes play out in public, and I'm sure for the Kardashian brand, it would be easy to just cut him loose. But I do feel for Kanye, because bipolar disorder, I mean, everybody just says, oh, he's nasty, he's crazy.
I just don't know that it's the worst thing for the Kardashian brand to have Kanye be a part of it. That's all.
Yes.
You were saying it'd be easy for the brand to just cut him loose, but I disagree. I think that he's a driving force.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's talk about celebrity facts that you may not have known.
All right.
Shocking and unexpected. Did you know that Megan Mullally had a part in Finding Nemo, but they fired her because the reason they hired her was they wanted her to do her Karen voice from Will and Grace?
Yeah, it's a great voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she wouldn't do it?
She wouldn't do it.
I don't blame her. That's a different character.
Oh, that's a different... Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Well, and also, like, then she would have been typecast. Although, after Will and Grace...
She did that butter commercial.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not butter. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Although, now she's a slinger.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say.
And back on Will and Grace, and touring yeah. with her husband. She's yes. okay.
She could have, yeah, but she could have gotten that Finding Nemo money.
yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. That's a, yeah. a big chunk of change.
And Finding Dory, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 15 years later.
And turning all that down for what? Integrity?
We know you wouldn't.
oh. Well,
that's Entertainment Schmink. Time's
that's
up.
A cheap shot.
More at 8:40 and online at Y98.com, including from National Sibling Day yesterday, celebrity posts of them and their siblings. Very, very cute. I loved scrolling through Facebook yesterday and looking at everybody's pictures. More online. And Lance Hildebrand now.
Congratulations to Barb Dorhoff of St. Charles,
Barb!
She was caller 18 to the Bomberito box office, which means Barb now has a pair of tickets to see the Chainsmokers at the Enterprise Center November 8th. More tickets to win, like Jen said, four times a day, so three more opportunities by my math. But more chances for you to win with us. Your next chance to win, we'll have Cardinals tickets to give away for their boy band night at 8:05 this morning.
All right, let's talk about showering. We talk about it a lot on the morning show only because Kevin's a bather and we still, after all these years, can't wrap our heads around
it. I don't know why. We are just obsessed with it. And because
it's not like he takes a bath and then stands up and showers off. Like
But he takes a bath every night.
Every night.
And a quick one. It's not like he's like, oh, I have to soak.
Right. Yeah, he's not like Calgon.
It's a efficient bath. It's very weird.
It takes longer for him to fill up the bathtub than he actually spends time in said bathtub.
Right. What is the shower?
I showered this morning. Felt
all right.
Good.
So you're going to have... Oh, that's interesting. So you're going to have to sit out of this survey, Kevin.
Because it's about showering?
It is about showering.
You wouldn't understand.
they want to know, do you shower like everyone else? So Kevin's an automatic way down the list. Although I guess you could answer a couple of these questions. But the first question, showering in the morning, at night, or both? And I'm a night shower, and I always feel like I'm in the minority compared to the rest of the morning show.
Morning for me.
I switch it off.
You okay, switch. So you're both.
I try. In a perfect world, I'm showering in the morning. It's not
night is good to shower, though, because remember we talked about allergies?
Yeah, and all the pollen. All off, right?
That you have in your hair, and then you lay on the pillow, and then... So night is actually a good time. I gotta dry my hair and stuff.
It wakes me up. It really does. I notice a difference.
I've always showered at night because my hair is so thick, and in order to dry my hair in the morning, I mean...
It would take hours.
Yeah. 43% of people say they're night showers, and then about a quarter say morning and a quarter say both.
Is that a Little River Band song?
Night showers? What part of the body do you wash first?
Arms.
Oh, really?
I do.
Not your hair?
No. I don't even get my hair wet.
What?
Right away.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm an arm as well.
Arm. Boobs.
Thanks for the visual, by the way. She like did
arms, boobs.
Wash on, wash off. 65% of people start with hair, then body, then face.
Wow. Hair, really?
Yeah.
Because then I guess it goes down. You know what I mean? Like you're.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You're kind of washing your body at the same time.
Right. Yeah. Body wash.
Maybe I'll try a change.
Body wash or soap?
Soap. Body wash, it just doesn't go far enough. And it's locked up now, so it's a hassle.
Oh, in the store, you mean?
Yes.
Oh. So I thought you meant at your place.
I thought you meant
in the shower.
Ma'am, do you have the key for the body wash?
Okay. But don't you find soap kind of more, I don't know, it's like sticky as opposed to body wash, which kind of has a better...
No, listen, it is it's more drying for sure.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But I do get an exfoliating soap.
Yeah. Only a quarter of people use soap. 75% of people use body wash.
Man,
now.
I'm some kind of freak.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah, we thought Kevin cleaned himself weird.
And then 1% say they just use water.
Well, some people, they say that we shower too much. We're taking the natural oils out of our body and we need them.
I sometimes will just do a pure rinse. I won't do anything.
No, but it sounds like this 1%, this person uses water all the time.
They're the ones patchoulian it up, too.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't you think? They cover it with essential oils. And then, have you ever cried in the shower?
I don't think ever. I know you have multiple times.
Oh, yeah. And guess what? I'm in the majority.
Yeah.
78% of people have cried in the shower.
No, I don't.
I once called an ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend answered the phone. And then I said, I'm going to go take a shower and so that I could cry, not around my roommates, but they all heard me. Because it was echoing in the bathroom. Yes. They're like, oh, we totally heard you crying in the shower.
Oh, man.
And then there are some other, like, pretty private ones. Have you ever had relations in the shower? I don't want you to answer because I don't want a visual of any of you. And then but bathroom. Using the shower as a toilet.
I don't.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I bet a lot of people do. I just don't.
Either you're way in the minority or you're lying because 80% of people said yes.
I just don't. I think maybe there was a time I probably did. I can't remember in the past 30 years me doing so.
Yeah.
People now, do the pool. It regularly or
now in the swimming pool, yeah.
All the time. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. You're rubbing the sleep out of your eyes, and you are getting excited because we are one day away from the weekend. Unfortunately, the weekend not as great, but, you know, still warm. Let's go back and think about January.
Windy and 50 is not good.
Yeah, at least we're not north.
Actually, 60. Tomorrow and Saturday, 60.
No, I'm saying windy and 50 is not great, but windy and 60 or 70 is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wind advisory today starts from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and maybe some showers late today with a high of 78. It's brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store.
All right. I was trying to find this post and I just found it. A friend of mine posted something that intrigued me and then I followed along with it to see what people said. Drones. I don't have a drone. I've never even been around a drone. I've seen them, but I've never seen one flying by me or anything.
Kids in the neighborhood have them.
Well, my friend wrote on Facebook, is it illegal to shoot down a drone if it is flying over your private property?
Ooh. That's a good question.
So there's some article from securitymagazine.com that somebody said, yes, it is. And then people...
It's legal or illegal?
It's legal.
Okay.
They said, yes, it's legal.
Yeah, yeah.
Then somebody commented, there was a drone flying over my house while the kids and I were in the pool last summer.
Ooh.
Someone chased it down because it was some old nasty man that lived down the street. When he saw the guy coming after him, he dropped his controller, went inside, and they haven't seen it since. So that's what she's worried about. She said, that's exactly
spying
what I'm talking about.
Family.
It's
right.
Horrible that you can fly someone right over you. Someone can fly right over you and record you.
Well, and think about it. If you have like a multi-story home, people might not be able to see what you're doing up in your bedroom if you're changing at night. But if there's a drone, it can get up close and see inside your business.
But then somebody said this. Think about it like this. It is illegal to shoot a gun up at a drone.
Up in the air.
Because you can't shoot a gun
in the air.
In the air.
Period.
But you're aiming at a target.
But even if you're not, like.
But on your. No, it's technically on private property.
You can do anything.
You can shoot a gun.
Listen, if there's a drone flying above my pool that my kids are in, yeah, I'm not going to fire it because if the bullet comes down. It's one of my kids. You make the kids get out of the pool before you shoot the drone is what I'm saying. I guess.
Go inside. Bring mommy the gun.
But I'm curious. Has anybody had a problem with this of drones stalking them and their family? It's creepy.
Yeah.
Everybody is flying the drone for fun and to take pretty downtown aerial shots of things.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of, you know.
Creepers.
Yes.
For sure.
So I'm curious if anybody's had a problem with this, and what do they do? Do you call the police? I mean, what are the police going to do? Do they want to take calls about drones? I mean, what? Because it's kind of like a peeping Tom.
It is. You see it and you get excited. You think it's Amazon dropping something off for you, and it's some creepy guy.
Is that happening already?
No, I don't think so.
But it's going to come someday, and you're going to be excited.
314-531-9898 is where you can call or text. That's our text line too. Message and data rates may apply. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic, and we'll talk food if you weren't hungry enough coming up around 7:20. 198 Courtney and Company, and it's time for drone discussion.
We're just wrapping up.
We are wrapping up. And we got some emails. The FAA considers a drone an aircraft, and because of that, it's covered under Title 18 of the United States Code 32. If you sabotage or destroy any aircraft, maximum prison sentence of 20 years.
Wow.
So you obviously can't shoot down an aircraft, right, but drones are covered under the same federal law. But this is interesting, too. When you buy a drone, you have to register it with the FAA. If you don't, you could face a fine in prison. If it's used in violation of the law, like as a peeping Tom, the operator can face fines in prison time. So they said it's a good idea to report the person flying the drone, because it could be a federal offense for them if they're snooping on your family.
Well, good. So you need to report them. Don't take it into your own... Well, I mean, if they're creeping on you.
Well, our whole thing was, what do? Call the police? They're not going to know who has it. Well, they will, because it's someone. If someone in your neighborhood's registered a drone with the FAA, it's easy to track them down.
Interesting. Thank you so much, everyone, for the calls and texts. And you got one more text that you wanted to get to?
Yeah, it's about property and shooting guns on your property. People are weighing in and saying something around, you got to be like 50 or 100 feet away from homes or housing, you know, if you shoot a gun on your property. Also, this
housing?
Person...
Leave him alone.
Oh, okay. Now we're going to be nice.
Hey, it wasn't me. It was on the text.
I just want him to get through this.
But somebody said they believe it depends on your property size. They have 7 acres and have heard that they are able to shoot firearms on their property. However, they've only heard it from their neighbors, who they don't believe are quite reliable people. So,
okay, thank you so much. 531-9898, anytime you want to text us.
Foodstuffs!
I'm Tim Convy, and this is Foodstuffs. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98, so make sure you follow us on there. New product alert, Blueberry Cheerios.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Retailers all over this week. It's a big deal.
One of my favorite cereals of all time. And I don't even know if it's good anymore, but when I was little, Boo Berry.
Mm.
Boo Berry cereal, the best.
Available at Halloween.
Yeah, only that time of year. I liked it better than the Frankenberry. Everyone was on the Frankenberry.
Not Corny Landrum.
Boo Berry
was the way to go.
It was
Boo Berry for you.
Something about eating blue cereal makes you happy.
All right, I won't dispute that. The cereal contains 14 grams of whole grains per serving, and it's actually made using a real blueberry puree. No artificial flavors or colors.
Ooh, that's big.
And guess what, Jen?
It's gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
What?
Yeah, Cheerios are gluten-free.
Way to go, Cheerios.
Yeah. I know.
Seems weird.
It does seem weird. I knew Chex was.
But Cheerios
certain
seems super gluten-y.
It does seem super.
Mm-hmm. It seems too good to be gluten-free.
Yeah.
We mentioned this all week, but last night at the Cardinals game, if you have your ticket stub from last night, you get a free Big Mac. Well,
who hit a home run?
Today. Yadier Molina, and I believe Ozuna hit one too.
So do you get two?
Oh, yeah.
So do you get two?
I don't know if you get two.
I thought we said it was one per
ticket?
Home run.
Did we?
I heard that somewhere.
That could be true. I don't remember reading that. I can check the press release from the one and only Amy Berger, who represents anything to do with free burgers. They give it to Amy Berger, which I think is appropriate.
Get a free Big Mac for every home run the Cardinals hit on Wednesday.
So,
two Big Macs.
It was at least two. Somebody else might. I mean, because we ended up winning pretty big.
I'll get the box score real
Molina,
quick.
Molina, Ozuna, we'll find out who else, and we'll let you know. But if you got that ticket sub,
thanks for researching that thoroughly.
It is valuable.
Jen's taking over for me today.
Yeah.
Wow. Somebody needs to watch the Mr. Rogers documentary.
It didn't work for me. So.
Wow. Last night there were, let's see, two home runs.
Thanks.
For Cardinals.
All right.
I watched the game.
I was watching the hockey game.
Do you want to hear about Martha Stewart?
Bring it.
Or a pizza place in Florida?
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
Hers is going to be ridiculous.
Martha Stewart has a turkey burger that is out inside the cafe in Barney's. There's one in New York, one in San Francisco.
Oh, Barney's.
It is a turkey burger based on a turkey meatloaf recipe of hers. How much do you think this thing costs?
For turkey meatloaf?
I mean, I don't know.
Burgers are so expensive now.
Why? Okay. This wouldn't be a story unless it was outrageous. So I'm going
to
say...
Maybe I just wanted to... No, it's $8.99. Thanks for listening to Food
Stuff. But I don't know how outrageous is outrageous.
I know. I feel like I'm going to overbid if I say $50.
I was going to say $100.
No.
See?
It's a turkey burger. 32?
Whoa.
That's crazy for a turkey burger.
Look where you are.
And it's meatloaf. It's glorified meatloaf on a bun.
I think we should have done the pizza story.
the pizza story is this. There's a pizzeria in Florida saying they'll give you pizza for life if you get a tattoo of their logo. My question to you is, what would we offer people if they got a Courtney and Company logo tattoo?
Oh, man, I'm embarrassed for you.
They could listen absolutely free 5 days a week.
Well, and here's the thing.
I would judge you.
Enough people get this tattoo and get free pizza for life. That company is going out of business. Yeah. And then you're stuck with the tattoo on your body.
Oh, yeah. Was it Burger King? Somebody did that, and then they pulled it. They pulled back on
it. Was the guy who got trapped in the bathroom.
No. He's talking about somebody did a tattoo promotion.
Oh,
yeah, KFC or Domino's, somebody where you're like, oh, they had to know
was
better.
Was it the Colonel thing?
It may have been.
Like fried chicken?
These people were like, yeah, of course. I mean, because if you have a ton of tattoos, like a lot of people.
It's nothing.
Yeah, right.
Just go get a little Colonel on your elbow. Who cares?
That used to be, back in the day, that was a great radio stunt.
Yeah.
You know, but now.
We care about you too much.
People don't care if they put more ink.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, if you can get a Courtney and Company logo tattoo, we'll do something nice for you. But you got to be the first ones. We don't need thousands of people getting these things, guys.
Yeah, we don't know how long this thing's going to last. Yes.
That's Food Stuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Food Stuffs!
Today's best music is on Y98.
I am vain. I will never be the same without you.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, soon to be headlining a sold-out roast at the Funny Bone May 11th, because here's the deal. We announced it on Tuesday. We sold a third of the tickets just on Tuesday. We still don't have the count in for yesterday, do we?
Nope.
But I wouldn't be surprised if this is sold out by the end of the week or early next week. And then
I'm very popular.
There's a month of you
making fun of you.
Yes, I think everybody wants to see me go down, and that's hurtful.
Last week she was like, no one's gonna come to this.
Now it's like you've given us ammo.
I have the last word, I believe,
I know.
VIP after party too. So
yeah,
you can get those
fun
tickets at Y98.com.
And just to let you know, most of the amount for the ticket for the roast is going to go to the First Tee. So you're helping a great organization, the First Tee of Greater St. Louis.
I think there's something up online where it says make a donation, but that's like an additional donation on top of the proceeds from the ticket.
All right, let's talk about People is Dumb. Dum, 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 dum. Oh, there's an award winner today. Okay, so let's start with the guy that has just bought an $8 million private island.
What could go wrong?
Well, he lives in the Keys. He's filthy rich.
Oh, my God, the Keys.
He owns a 12-bedroom mansion that was used for the 17th season of The Real World. Remember that one?
Yes.
The 17th? I don't remember. I just don't remember.
Wasn't it Real World Key West?
I don't know. I would think so. He sits in the Keys.
I think so. It was gorgeous.
I don't remember at all. But he has lots of money, and the reason he has lots of money is because he just got arrested on Saturday for stealing $300 worth of stuff from Kmart. What?
No.
Yes. He needs stuff for his new mansion because right after he closed on the island, he bought 2 new coffee makers, 8 light bulbs, a bed skirt at Kmart. Then he tried to put stuff in other boxes and then tried to return them.
No.
He That's says, how he got caught trying to return them?
Yes.
Oh, man.
He put a basketball in a Keurig coffee maker box. He replaced the light bulbs with other bulbs. I mean, this is... You just bought an $8 million island.
That is weird.
He claims he didn't do it. Someone else must have switched out the products.
Oh, give me a break.
All right, next. Dumb. Okay, this guy. Again, somebody switched out the products. Remember that?
Yeah.
There's a guy in Louisiana who's a drug enthusiast. His name is Michael Audenberry. And cops found this guy. He's 60 years old. They found his 2-gram stash of meth in his home after he called to report that an intruder had stabbed him on the head. Man, head stab. That just hurts me to think about it. The
most ideal place to stab.
I know.
In the head.
In the head.
And I keep thinking, like, you're on drugs, but good for you for living to 60 years old. That's got to be some sort of accomplishment for a drug enthusiast.
He told police when they came, after they found his stash, when he called them to for his head wound, that a ghost had planted the drugs on him. And, you know, he doesn't know how it happened. Well, he's obviously facing charges.
Oh, how about a ghost?
No charges yet.
The ghost just gets off. That happens every time.
All right, and this is my favorite one because I think that there's more people out there like this that think something dangerous is happening and it ends up you're embarrassed because you called the police.
Oh, no. I've done that before.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about it, and I thought maybe we'd get some funny stories, too. Deputies responded to a 911 call for burglary in progress in a woman's home who lives in Oregon. The initial call came, she said that a stranger was in her bathroom and that the person had the bathroom door locked. She said she could see shadows moving under the door. Well, the police showed up, surrounded the home.
Oh, boy.
The K-9 team was called in as backup.
Oh, geez.
They said they could hear the rustling noise coming from the bathroom. And after calling to the suspect to, you know, give themselves up over the loudspeaker, the deputies went into the home with their guns drawn, opened the bathroom door. It was a Roomba.
That's amazing.
Did you forget you had the Roomba in the bathroom?
And the sheriff's office posted, burglar apprehended and just a picture of a Roomba on their Twitter account.
No.
But that made me think of, like, things you thought were dangerous that ended up being totally harmless. Remember the woman that got a package and she opened it and she thought it was a bomb and freaked out, and it was her husband's. It was a bunch of tools for her husband or something.
Oh, yeah.
With her husband.
Yeah, I called the police because I thought that someone was breaking into my neighbor's house, but it was really a babysitter coming over early in the morning so they could go to a race. That was unfortunate.
Oh, and the police showed up?
Yeah.
No, my neighbor walked out, like, right as I was on the phone with the police, and I was like, oh, okay, never mind. Bye.
Text us your story if you have, like, something you thought was dangerous and it was very innocent. 314-531-9898.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. We have a wind advisory today and we also have a high of 78. Was that you?
I thought that was that ghost playing drugs.
Here's Lance with traffic.
My wind sound effect is one of the best.
It is good.
It's on point, for sure.
Can you do Carol Channing in the wind?
Simultaneously?
No, I can't.
About an hour and a half ago, we had a crash on the Illinois side, southbound 255 near the Route 3 collision.
It's the Courtney and Company Morning
Show.
Wait,
one second. I just want to know what food you had in your mouth and what you used to wash it down, because everything looked, everything that you just consumed looked awful.
Like peanut butter?
On what?
A rice cake.
Not great. And to wash it down?
Kombucha.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Ginger aid.
And that, no, like, change of face or anything.
Yeah, because it's just, no, she's used to it.
I'm used to it. Mm-hmm. I'm tough as nails, Courtney Leonard, right. In case you didn't know.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, everybody is waking up in such a great mood today because the Blues won game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs in the third period. They pulled it out over the Jets. That's yay, awesome. Blues. The Cardinals won. Two home runs. That means two Big Macs today with your ticket from last night's game. And, of course, yesterday afternoon we got the announcement that the Cards signed Matt Carpenter to a contract extension.
I know. It's exciting. And, Jen.
2 years.
Another exciting thing. Today, the Masters begins.
I know. It's like, if you're into sports.
Or azaleas.
Yeah, that's
one
true.
1 week in April.
Hi, I'm Mike Stone.
You're not going to play the part where he doesn't even hit the note,
oh, you
right?
Got to hit the high note.
I love the Masters.
Right. He's got the hiccup in the note.
This is the full version.
Hi, I'm Mike Stone.
Hey, Mike.
I love the Masters. One week in
hey, you want to do a punch in and fix that note? Nah, it's
oh,
good.
Oh, God.
That's real.
It is real.
But I bring up the Cardinals because we have Cardinals tickets
yes,
to give away.
In just a few minutes.
Cardinals, Mets, it's boy band night when they face off against the Mets. It's going to be really cool. They have a boy band performing at the beginning, before the game. And then they have a boy band themed t-shirt, which you can purchase when you go to cardinals.com/theme, but we'll give those away in just a few minutes.
All right. We were talking about the woman that called about a burglar being in her house, locked in the bathroom, rustling around, police surrounded the house, guns drawn, canine unit called in, busted the door open, Roomba. A Roomba hitting the door. So we asked, what innocent thing did you think was dangerous?
Somebody broke a window and then jumped out because they thought that somebody was in their living room.
Okay.
But then they realized when they got outside, it was just a roofer.
Oh. Not even at their house?
Not even at their house.
They broke a window and jumped?
I guess, you know, they looked outside and they thought, oh, the reflection, somebody's in my house. And no, it was
Oh my gosh.
When this person was in second grade, they were riding their bike and a car slowed down and threw a rolled up piece of paper at them.
A what?
A rolled up piece of paper.
Lazy
a rolled up.
A rolled up. She thought it was a bomb.
Oh, yeah. But it was a newspaper.
It turned out to be a flyer for Sunday service.
Yeah, remember that story years ago about the woman that was in her car and she thought somebody shot her in the head and it was a biscuit can that exploded or something?
Oh, I had that with a Coke can in the back of my car. I could feel like hot liquid. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. Here I go. I'm gone.
It was a Coke can that exploded.
It was a Coke can that exploded in my back seat of my car.
And the liquid hit you?
Yes. And it was so loud and it hit with such force when it exploded that I thought it was a gunshot. A gunshot in Amherst, New York, which is like the safest city in the world.
All right. One more. This person lived in a condo years ago and there was a horrible smell that almost stung her eyes. It was so bad that she thought the apartment complex, the condominiums, were on fire. So she called the fire department.
Okay.
And the fire department, you know, came. Everybody cleared the building.
Yeah.
Everybody got out. She was humiliated to find out the fireman coming out of her apartment with what smelled bad. It was a piece of plastic that had burned up in the dishwasher. It was a lid. And she was to blame. So no fire, just a bad dishwasher experience.
Great one to end on. You can text us your story at 531-9898.
Courtney, that was my story.
Listen, to be fair, it is 8:03, and Courtney said she was going to be mean starting in the 8 o'clock hour. So.
Your Cardinals tickets coming up next on Y98.
So many great theme nights coming up with the Cardinals. How about boy band night? Tickets are on sale right now, cardinals.com/theme. You get a really cool t-shirt. It looks like the first NSYNC album, but it's those St. Louis Cardinals instead of the member of NSYNC. I'll trade those out any day, no problem. And it's all happening April 19th. They play the New York Mets. Tickets are on sale now for boy band night, and you get to see the group, the boy band night, perform. It's going to be a good time. Tickets are on sale now. Check them out. And also, if you're caller 18, we...
For the world we're gonna make.
The lovely Paige has once again joined us for Who on the Show. She has surveyed our fellow co-workers and found out different questions, what they think about us, who on the show is most likely to do something. But before we get to your first survey question, Lance, what did you say is shut down?
Still no change up in North County. Westbound 270 block near Newhall's Ferry because of an accident. Nothing getting through.
All right, Paige, it's all you.
It's all about baseball today. So who on the show would spend the most money on concessions at the baseball game?
Ooh, well, probably me, because I'll be drinking a lot.
Yeah. I feel like it's a tie between Kevin and me if we bring children.
Yeah, yes. Good point.
Hell yeah.
Courtney had 4 votes. Jen and Lance.
Beers are expensive.
Had 2.
Yeah.
Kevin and Tim each had 1.
Yeah, people don't know me.
Who on the show would have too many drinks and get kicked out of the baseball game?
That's
oh,
me.
For
I
sure.
I got 10, didn't I?
Kevin.
Do we have any audience?
Well, Courtney had 10 votes.
Yeah, right? Padres.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I would be upset if she didn't win in a landslide.
Hey. They actually know me better than I thought they
Someone said Courtney would spend the most on concessions and then get kicked out.
Concessions being beer only.
Right. Yeah, right.
Who on the show would stand in line to get a player autograph?
Never. I would never do that.
Tim Convy wins.
Yeah, I would think Tim.
Yeah. I don't stand in line for much.
I don't either, but for the right player.
Tim Convy got 4 votes.
Okay.
Jen had 3 votes.
Yeah, well, for her.
I'm standing with my child, yes.
I'm Kevin by myself.
Kevin had 2 votes. Lance had 1 vote. Courtney's at the bar.
Yeah, I would never, I wouldn't even, nope.
I've done it before.
Yeah. Well, maybe, I mean, I would have done, like, I think there was a time in my life where I wasn't, where I would think that was cool. I don't anymore.
Especially one of the old, like Bob Gibson. I would absolutely wait in line
one of the legends.
Shake Bob Gibson's hand and take a picture.
How
is
he?
No question.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I hear about the lines for the theme item. There's no way.
Yes.
Worth it.
No, I would not wait.
10 sections long.
Well, and last night was last night the Game of Thrones theme night?
2 nights ago.
I just seen a lot of people on the throne.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently a lot of people missed like half the game waiting to get their picture taken on the throne.
They were more concerned about getting their t-shirt, I think,
than
going to the baseball game. Who on the show is the least athletic?
It's a tie between Kevin. I would say Jen in the past, but Jen's a yogi, so she's gotten more athletic.
That's a tough one.
Who's the most athletic?
Oh, the most.
Oh, well, no, I'm just curious. That's almost more interesting
to
me.
Least. I'm gonna win. Or Kevin.
No, I'm gonna say
I'm pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think it's Kevin.
Yeah, I can't skip.
I'm okay.
I can't.
He can't pony either.
I can't. You know.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's a move. I'll show it to you off the air.
Like the song?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, Kevin had 5 votes. Jen had 3 votes. And Courtney had 2 votes.
Oh, I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with not being in first place. It's the first time I didn't want to win anything.
I'm really not okay with it, but it's the fact of life. What are you going to do?
Well, and Kevin played football in high school. No, I mean, he was probably... True. More athletic than most of the people
he's
on
lost,
the show.
He's really lost to that, though, Jen. Well, let's be honest.
I threw my back out. It's all gone downhill.
Having a 47-year-old intern is rough on
this
show.
It's very rough.
Everything we say, we're like, let's have Kevin do this. And he's like, my chiropractor won't let me.
I have a note from the ER.
All right, and finally, Paige.
Who on the show is most likely to sneak to better seats during a baseball game?
I don't really
Discussed this.
Yeah, I don't. It makes me uncomfortable.
We're uncomfortable, but I have a feeling I'm going to get a lot of votes. because they think I'm drunk.
I think I'll get into it.
Yeah, I think Tim might get some votes.
But I don't. I really don't do that.
I don't either. I'm uncomfortable.
Me too. But I'm fine. I know I got votes. Just tell us.
Tim had 6 votes.
Yeah. Wow.
Lance had 3 votes.
Mm. Lance has the best seats in the whole ballpark. He has season tickets.
Bleachers.
First 2 rows of the bleachers.
Both, he has both rows?
Yeah, 4 seats in each row. A whole Lance.
He has 8. Why doesn't he ever invite us?
Yeah.
He sold a lot of them off, right?
Long since spoken for.
Yeah. Jen got the last vote, so Courtney, you're off the hook.
I can't even believe it. Yeah. I'm just going to sell. I don't try to get better seats. I just go to the wrong seat.
Yeah, right. Padres.
Thank you, Paige.
Someday soon your whole life's going to change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
Entertainment Schmig is next on Courtney and Company.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is next, like in 2 seconds.
Super next.
Yeah. And it's brought to you, by the way, by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Wow, that was...
I know, I wasn't in the mood.
All right, we're going to pick up where we left off at 6:40. Some celebrity facts you might not have known about, like Betty White, who is actually older than sliced bread. She was born on January 17th, 1922. The first time a pre-sliced loaf of bread was sold was in 1928.
But that's not even a saying.
Oh, it's better than sliced bread.
Yeah,
not older.
Oh, you're right.
But if you say the greatest thing since sliced bread,
yes.
You are putting a time on it.
It's kind of dumb.
Greatest thing since before sliced bread.
She's definitely older than sliced bagels. St. Louis sliced.
Right. Oh, God. This isn't food stuff.
That's what Lance loves to do. Yeah.
Christopher Walken, do you know his previous job?
I believe.
Go ahead, Kevin.
In the circus. I was a lion tamer.
That is correct.
Oh, really?
Ding.
No. You don't know that.
No.
You know
it's crazy.
Shirley Temple was such a talented child actor that people were convinced she was actually a dwarf, so the Vatican sent someone to investigate.
What? I was obsessed with
That's
her.
That's incredible.
I mean, she really was so talented.
Very good, yeah.
I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah. She passed away, right?
Yeah.
I think so,
Shirley
yeah.
Black
yep.
is her.
Shirley Temple Black.
Yeah.
Mary Dane. Celebrities with multiple nipples, meaning more than 2.
Marky
Harry
Mark.
Styles.
Yes.
Mark
has 3. Harry has
7.
Why do you have to overshoot and not make it sound that great? 4 nipples is pretty impressive.
Wow.
Don't isolate that.
No. You just told him what to do, John.
And in the early 70s, Angela Lansbury moved her family from Hollywood to Ireland because her daughter was getting mixed up with the Manson family.
Wow.
And her son was on heroin, so she wanted a break from Hollywood.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. And 2 more. Bea Arthur was one of the first members of the Women's Reserve in the Marine Corps in the 1940s.
Yeah. What? A Marine.
I watched quite a few episodes of The Golden Girls over the weekend.
Great
in between Superman's 1, 2, and 3.
It was a real odd viewing weekend.
Man. And Tom Cruise's right front tooth. Once you see this, you will never look at him the same way again. His front right tooth is in the center of his mouth.
Oh, it's like...
So when he smiles, it looks like he has one big tooth in the middle.
It's like the Jonas brother.
Yep.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah. Look.
They say he has 3 front teeth.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Once you look at it, you're like, oh my gosh, he has one giant front tooth.
But 2 nipples.
Yeah, as far as we know. Kim Kardashian, we talked about earlier, is going to take the bar exam in 2022. Not going to law school, but she's doing a 4-year apprenticeship with a law firm in San Francisco.
Chances she actually takes it in 2022, guys.
Yeah. I feel
like 2019, a lot of things are going to happen in her world, in the world in general. Is chances she actually sits down and takes it?
I don't know.
21%.
I'm saying 54%.
I'm going 40.
I'm going 87.
Oh, wow. You've always believed in
Pink. I have. I think she's changed. I think this has totally changed her, and I think she wants to do some good.
Foster the People, the lead singer, sent out a tweet yesterday, and I was curious. I clicked on it. He apologized to Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons.
They beefing?
Well.
isolate that.
Yeah, please. They beefing. So apparently Mark made a joke that Foster the People gives all their leftover material that doesn't make the cut to Imagine Dragons. But then you remember how Dan Reynolds talked about how Imagine Dragons became a punching bag for everybody. They became for a while like the new Nickelback and everyone was making fun of them. And he said it really hurt him. And he was like, you know what? I let some words come out of my mouth that don't reflect who I am or what I stand for. And I take it back. I apologize. Dan is such a positive influence, and the things that the people he's advocating for and the things he's doing and standing up for people, he's just such a great guy. I hope you will
forgive me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Dan accepted his apology.
To come back after doing that and just, it's probably been weighing on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said it's been like heavy on his heart for a long time. A band did a shot-for-shot remake of Journey's Separate Ways video.
Awesome. It's pretty awesome. Now, it's their own
song. But singing their song out of my head. Okay. They're a disco-funk band called Escort. Huh.
But it's like spot on.
And
like,
that video is so
similar
funny.
Similar clothes, same location, it's, everything.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They said they weren't trying to mock it. They just love all the amazing 80s videos.
Yes. Yep. They're great.
Yeah. So you can check that out online.
You know, air guitar is happening in that with the band.
Yes. Awesome.
Lots of back and moving by Steve Perry in his tight jeans.
And Avengers Endgame already setting ticket sales records. So it sold more advanced tickets in its first week than the previous record holder, Star Wars The Force Awakens. And it's outpacing Avengers Infinity War with advanced ticket sales 5-1. So if there's any question that it's going to beat Infinity War at the box office, there's no doubt.
And when does that come out? Next weekend?
No, it comes out on the 26th.
We're going to have tickets to give away, I believe.
What? Ooh. Spoiler alert. That is Entertainment Schmick. More online at y98.com. We'll do celebrity birthdays in about 10 minutes. And it's a big back in the day, too. Some anniversary. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. Happy birthday if you're celebrating on April 11th. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and it's time for celebrity birthdays, but also back in the day. Lots of stuff. I was wrong on the 20-year anniversary. There was something on the Today Show about JFK Jr.'s plane crash.
Yeah, 20 years ago it said.
It's 20 years in June. But apparently
July.
Somebody has a book or something out about it. So we were all like, what? It's been 20 years?
But it still has been 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, months we'll be like, oh yeah, this feels like 20 years.
But 49 years ago today, the Beatles' Let It Be hit number one. 72 years ago, Jackie Robinson signed his first contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers, making him the first black player in Major League Baseball. 53 years ago, Jack Nicklaus won his third Masters tournament and became the first man to win them back-to-back. He was 26.
Yikes. So wait, it's today?
One week in April.
Oh, yeah.
A sailor's blooming.
Is today in baseball that they all wear 42?
I think that's the 15th, I think. Okay. I believe.
Oh, when he first probably played in a
game. Played a few exhibition games, but his first official MLB game was against the Braves on April 15th.
Got it.
There you go. And 39 years ago, sexual harassment was prohibited by the EEOC. Before that, totes cool. And depending on who you work with, still totes cool. I'm not looking at you. I'm just saying we've had some people.
Stop looking at me.
Okay. Well,
I'm getting harassed all the time around here.
How old is Jennifer Esposito?
Oh, man.
Oh,
she used to be married to Bradley Cooper.
I'm a big fan.
43.
She's, that's what I was thinking.
A little older.
You do, yeah. I wasn't.
I'm going to go 40. I'm going to go 46.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
How about Jennifer Grey's father, but best known Joel for his role in Cabaret, Joel Grey.
Oh, man.
He was also in Buffy, wasn't he?
Yeah, for a while. He had an arc.
Yes, he did. Gosh. He was good. He played a good evil guy.
He did. He's up there.
She's 56.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say he's 81.
I think even older. 84?
I'll go 83. I was thinking, so I'll do 85.
87.
Oh,
wow.
And finally, how old is singer Lisa Stansfield?
Oh, she's been around the world.
Been around the world, and I can't find my baby.
I don't know, and I don't know why.
Why he's gone away. How old is she?
I have no idea.
The only reason I did it was so we could sing.
I think she's a little old. She seemed older.
66?
In the 90s. Six? Not 66. That old.
I have no idea. Not this
that old. You just Stansfield that one.
I wish this were a betting week.
57.
Double nickels.
53.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I can't picture her. I have no idea what she looks like.
She had lots of eyeliner. Yeah.
It's hard. I can't picture her.
Because you don't know that song.
She's always on the go. Huh? Been around the world.
Don't even.
That doesn't get a ding.
Don't.
Happy birthday of yourself. Happy birthday.
No. Turn his mic off, Kevin.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
All right.
Y98 is the Courtney and Company morning show, ending our week on air.
I thought it was already Friday. We're all taking tomorrow off. But you know what? We shouldn't even say that because we're going to be running best of stuff.
Yeah, and there may be stuff that you didn't hear before.
You might not have realized we were taking a vacation day if you just tune in tomorrow because it's that seamless.
And you may think, why would they save this for a best of? It's not that good.
I know. But yeah, I already thought it was Friday. I woke up this morning and just turned off my alarm. I was like, oh, so nice to sleep in.
Oh my God.
Like, what a dummy.
Over the weekend, you know, we do public affairs shows, and I just want to let everyone know that this weekend I am the host of the public affairs show, St. Louis Voices, at 6:30. And the reason
On Sunday.
What did I say?
You just said over the weekend.
Oh, Sunday morning. And one of the organizations I'll be talking to is the First Tee of Greater St. Louis, who just happens to be the beneficiary to a portion of the proceeds to the big roast that's happening on May 11th.
20th anniversary roast at the Funny Bone. And Tim checked in on the numbers. I think we're going to be sold out by the end of the day today.
No.
I think by the end of the day tomorrow.
It's a possibility.
They're going fast, and VIP's going quick, too. So if you want VIP, you need to get online right now. Y98.com/roast. VIP party after. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. You've got everybody from the morning show roasting Courtney and each other, and I think we'll give Courtney a chance to give it back. We're not sure yet.
I would totally be fine with not having to do anything.
Yep. Almost two-thirds of the way sold out, though.
Okay.
Almost two-thirds of the tickets have been sold. This is really your final reminder.
Yeah,
we're going to be off tomorrow, and between the ticket sales all day today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, by the time we come back on the air Monday, I would bet 50 cents that it's sold out. But if not by Monday morning, surely by Tuesday morning.
Y98.com/roast. And again, when you buy that ticket, just know that most of the money for your ticket is going to the First Tee of Greater St. Louis.
Yeah, it's the expenses and then charity stuff. We're not getting anything. Right?
No.
It's all for fun.
It's not a money-making proposition.
No.
Yes.
It's a feelings-hurting proposition.
Yes.
All right, yeah.
It's going to be great. And also, don't forget to vote for us in the A-List Awards for St. Louis Magazine. You can vote for us for Best Morning Show. Scroll down, find it. Best Morning Show. It'll say Courtney and Company. We appreciate your vote. And I'm also up in that same thing for Best St. Louis Comedian. So get on there and vote for that. STLMag.com/.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.